Hello, seafood friends. You're listening to Catch the Current Boston Style. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione. And we are recording live from Seafood Expo North America.
Give me a B.
Give me an S.
Give me an F. We're here with BSF.
Wow. So,
yeah. You didn't expect that, did you?
No.
So joining us now on the pod is Mark Frisch, the Executive VP of U.S. Seafood Importer, Processor, and Distributor, Beaver Street Fisheries, which recently rebranded to BSF. Congratulations on the rebrand.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here with y'all again, 2026 style, as BSF.
As BSF. And now, this is the first year as BSF. You're still in the directory as Beaver Street Fisheries.
Shameful.
Yeah. Everybody already knew you as BSF.
Look, Beaver Street Fisheries is always in the heritage. It's who we are. But as we look to grow and turn it up a bit, we just said, let's rebrand and cut it to BSF and go to market a little bit differently. So just good timing for it.
Yeah. So Beaver Street Fisheries started as a local operation in Jacksonville. At what point did you realize that you wanted to go that direction and that the name no longer reflected the company's true scope?
I know you just said, you just made it seem like it was a quick, like, oh, yeah, let's do it. But I know it wasn't.
I had this dream one night. No, kidding. It was something we were talking about for a year and like kicking around the idea. And can we do it? Is now the right time? Should we even do it? Like, what would my grandfather think kind of thing? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of pride in the heritage and the name, and you don't want to, like, I don't know. It's not like we're moving on from something that didn't work. I mean, it's been amazing, right? So, I don't know. After about a year of kicking it around, we said, now's the time to do it. Let's rebrand. Let's create a new culture and a new vision and a new mission. All the fun HR things. It's all happening. So now's the time.
And now, I mean, does that change anything with Seabest? It must be like a domino effect.
Well, Seabest is going to remain, the brand. We thought about going Seabestest, but we're just leaving it Seabest. I'm kidding. No, it's Seabest is still the brand. It's still going to be the brand that shows up at the grocery stores and the restaurant distributors, and we're going to continue to push that brand name for sure to the consumer.
BSF sources from more than 52 countries. With the current environment, what does managing a global sourcing network actually look like day-to-day?
I think the word is adaptation, right? And how quickly can we adapt to something that changes? Today you might rely on a country for sourcing X product, and tomorrow you can't rely on it any longer for who knows what reason, reasons that we can't even imagine. And so as long as we're quick to adapt, quick to change, be nimble enough, have the information where to go when we need to go there. And that's really what we're trying to do now is invest in the information so we have a better understanding of the supply chain from source all the way to Jacksonville, ultimately to our customer and to our customer's customer. So invest in the data throughout the supply chain, understand where the product is going once we get it, and be able to adapt quickly to change.
And it was one of those, things that get thrown your way. Can we include the radioactive shrimp in there? I mean, that's had to have been like nobody saw that coming, right?
Oh, I just got goosebumps. I love the radioactive shrimp conversation. Yeah, I mean, you don't know what you're going to wake up to, Gosh, there's all kinds of things. And
you don't know what you're going to wake up to. Was that the biggest surprise? Or was there another surprise this year that...
It reminds me of Clark Griswold. If I woke up with my head, sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now when Eddie showed up. But yeah, that was the biggest surprise. I mean, my goodness. And by the way, it's still a very interesting situation. Where did it come from? How did it happen? We never saw it in any of our product, and massive amounts of product having to come back and leave the country, and very costly, very unfortunate. And forget about the cost side. It's just a lot of product that was taken out of the United States that couldn't be consumed, and good product. But yeah, shocker.
Thinking back to, you said, what would my grandfather do? Just that, I can imagine this being an issue back in the day. So it's like, your company really has had to evolve with the times. You're facing things that back in the day that the company, I'm sure, never had to have faced.
There's got to be a level of resilience that you're feeling at this point for the company that
you have to be.
Felt before.
We have to be very resilient. It's been a big mindset shift, and that's one of the words I'm using a lot now too. It's like, what's the mindset of the person at BSF today? And it's got to be a different mindset than even the mindset of 2 years with the way things have changed and the way things are going to continue to change. And one of the values that we launched with of our four values is improve relentlessly. And if you don't have a mindset around improving relentlessly, you're just going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind. And, you know, I tell that to my team in the context of caring about them as a person. You know, I want them to be set up for success in life. Hopefully that's at BSF. And if not, I want it to be elsewhere. But I want them to be successful, you know. And today you have to have the mindset around growth and improvement and challenging yourself to be a bit uncomfortable to achieve that growth. And that's kind of where we're going.
I love it. Now, we're going to wrap it up here. We're doing some quick sound bites from the floor. But for anybody who's listening who is still at Boston's Seafood Show, where can they find the BSF booth?
Oh, yeah. We're in the 1721 booth number right here. It's on the corner of happiness and health.
All right. That's where you can find BSF. Mark, thanks so much. Congratulations on BSF.
Thanks so much for taking the time.